This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. House members are set to vote Wednesday on impeachment for President Trump, which could result in an impeachment trial before the Senate. Republicans who hold the majority in the Senate are expected to acquit the president. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Senate Democrats are proposing a weeks-long impeachment trial, seeking testimony from new witnesses, including acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton. And although Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Senate's top Republican, appears to prefer a speedy trial, President Trump is demanding a flashier one, an effort to up the political ante as he sees it, calling for Joe Biden or his son Hunter and others to appear. Trump has told those close to him that even if he's acquitted in the Senate as expected, it'll be a stain on his legacy. A final House vote is expected Wednesday, with a Senate trial to begin early next year. Matt Small, Washington.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed for calm as protests escalate against a new citizenship law that critics have slammed as anti-Muslim and part of a Hindu first agenda being pushed by his political party. College students in cities like Mumbai, Chennai and Bengaluru took to the streets Monday, a day after police forced their way onto the campus of a prestigious university in the capital, New Delhi, and fired tear gas shells, injuring dozens of students. Opposition party leaders staged protests in several states. Tensions ran high in the country's northeast, which has been engulfed with angry demonstrations due to worries the law will allow tens of thousands of Hindu immigrants to settle in the region. The new law will fast-track Indian citizenship for religious minorities such as Hindus, Sikhs, and Christians who face religious persecution in Afghanistan, Bangladesh, and Pakistan. The new law excludes Muslims. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Senator Lindsey Graham says President Donald Trump will announce an American troop drawdown this week, which will likely begin next year. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Speaking from the Afghan capital Kabul, Graham said the president could reduce troops to 8,600, down from the current 12,000, adding Afghanistan's national security forces are ready to defend their country. Graham added America's withdrawal from Afghanistan has to be condition-based, and the Taliban have to be held to the promises they make during peace talks. Graham has opposed a full U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A newspaper report says Boeing is considering its options with the 737 MAX jet, responsible for two major crashes in the past year and a half. AP correspondent Mike Hampen.
The Wall Street Journal reports the company could cut production of the MAX or even end it altogether. The newspaper says Boeing's board began meeting over the weekend to consider its options. And according to people not identified, the company is viewing production cuts as a viable option. The Journal reports the shift occurred after U.S. regulators told Boeing that its timetable for the return of the MAX was unrealistic. Recently, Boeing said it expected the FAA to permit shipments of new MAX jets this month. I'm Mike Hempen.
Today marks 75 years since the start of the Battle of the Bulge, one of the pivotal battles of World War II. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The snow-covered Ardennes Forest shook.
Here along what was the Western Front, Defense Secretary Mark Esper is marking Germany's last major counteroffensive in 1944, 6 months after D-Day, the Battle of the Bulge.
American troops fought and forged an incredible victory that assured Hitler's defeat.
In a cold, soaking rain, veteran Malcolm Buck Marsh Jr. told a crowd here at the memorial to Americans killed in the battle that the weather was worse then. Freezing temperatures, blinding snow. Allies won the battle and the war. Marsh would rather none of it happened again.
Pray for world peace.
Sagar Magani with the Defense Secretary, Bastogne, Belgium.
New Zealanders observed a minute of silence on Monday at the moment that a volcano erupted a week earlier. 16 people are dead and many others have severe burns. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the search for two additional victims will continue. Most of the 47 people on the island at the time of the eruption were tourists, including 28 people from Australia. And Amnesty International says Iranian authorities are continuing a brutal campaign of repression following last month's nationwide protests, during which at least 304 people were killed. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.